Here's that second story we promised you. There's a new movie out this weekend, and it's a biopic with an interesting backstory of its own. Remember the serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer? Between 1978 and 1991, he murdered 17 people in grotesque ways. Well, the movie My Friend Dahmer opens this weekend. It's a fictional retelling of Dahmer's high school years based on the international bestseller, a graphic novel of the same name by John Backdurf. As the title suggests, he actually did know Dahmer in high school in Ohio, and after the killings, he took it upon himself to learn more about Dahmer's background. David C. Barnett of member station WCPN IdeaStream in Cleveland tells us more.
I just have hundreds of these things.
Cartoonist John Backdurf flips through sketches of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Now this is actually the genesis of the book. This is
sketches that Backdurf started drawing in 1975 when he and Dahmer were both students at Revere High School in suburban Akron.
He was blonde hair. He had this kind of odd, halting way of talking, and he just didn't look comfortable in the world.
Backdurf says Dahmer started to attract a small following for his subversive antics.
You know, you'd be sitting in the library and suddenly the door would creak open and he'd suddenly bleed out like a sheep and then slam the door and run away.
Some of that is captured in Backdurf's 2012 graphic novel, My Friend Dahmer, and in the new film.
Who did that?
Dahmer also pretended to have epileptic fits in the school hallways.
You?
All of this led to the formation of the Dahmer Fan Club. John Backdurf was a member, so was Mike Kukral.
You just look at him and think either, man, that kid's weird, or he's funny, or what's up with him? You just didn't know.
But back home, Dahmer's parents fought often, and when Backdurf went back to do research, he learned that Joyce Dahmer suffered from depression and was addicted to pills.
Later, I found out that his mom was also suffering from nervous episodes at home, and she would have seizures, where she would shake and twitch until she exhausted herself, essentially. So really, he was imitating his mom at school, and how screwed up is that?
Backdurf also learned that Dahmer started drinking at the age of 14. His research began in earnest in the summer of 1991.
I was at home, and my wife was, at that time, a reporter for the Akron paper. And she called me at home and said, this guy you went to school with has killed all these people in Milwaukee and apparently ate some of them.
There are 11 individuals or parts thereof that were recovered. We have also, in addition, through our investigation, determined that the suspect may well have been involved in at least 17.
A newspaper story caught Mike Kukral's attention. He says he read it over and over.
I didn't sleep for about 2 weeks. Which has never, ever happened to me before or since. And when I did sleep for short periods of time, I would have dreams with Jeff Dahmer in them. And that's pretty horrific.
About a week after the story broke, Mike Kukral and John Backdurf got together with another friend to try and process the news. Backdurf figures he filled 10 pages with new notes and sketches based on those conversations.
Roll sound, please. Rolling sound, guys. Quiet.
A film crew came to the Akron area last year and shot in some of the same locations where the story first took place. Director Mark Myers says he made a conscious effort to get as close to the book as he could.
I started tearing apart a copy of the graphic novel and using those visuals as like a collage to storyboard my way through the entire book.
When My Friend Dahmer was published 5 years ago, some critics charged that John Backdurf was trying to make a sympathetic character out of a heinous criminal. Now Mark Myers is preparing to suffer the same flack.
The story is about understanding in a much more compassionate or empathetic way a troubled kid's life before he became a monster. To maybe help understand people that have sort of fallen by the wayside, that have become outliers. How did they get there?
Jeffrey Dahmer was beaten to death in a Wisconsin prison bathroom in 1994 by a fellow inmate.
You know, I was surprisingly upset by it.
John Backdurf.
You know, I didn't feel sorry for Jeffrey Dahmer, the monster, but Jeff Dahmer, the kid who was my friend, yeah, you know, you had a little bit of mourning there, yeah. And then you felt guilty about, well, why would I care?
But John Backdurf thinks there's plenty of guilt to go around in the story of the kid who looked like he wasn't comfortable in the world.
This guy reeked of booze all day long, and all the kids knew exactly what Dahmer was doing. But I think the adults just didn't want to be bothered. You know, another year he'll be out of our hair. then he's somebody else's problem. Well, unfortunately, he was somebody else's problem.
For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.